News.
Bundle now. Up, office shootings, Korea missiles. I'm Bart Necker. 2018 will come in with some bone-chilling temperatures. Correspondent Andrew Spencer says the cold could come close to setting record lows.
If you're thinking of going to Times Square to watch the ball drop Sunday night, you won't be dealing with just the crowds this year. Wind chill could make it feel like 0 degrees in New York City, which would make it the third coldest ball drop ever. But if you're ringing in the new year in the Southwest, no need to dress in layers. Highs in the 70s will help you usher in 2018.
Police in Long Beach, California responded to reports of gunshots at a local business. Police spokesperson Brad Johnson.
3 shot, 2 dead. One of the deceased is believed to be the suspect from what appears to be possibly self-inflicted.
Police say a man walked into a Houston auto shop where he used to work and fatally shot 2 people before going outside and killing himself. President Trump is accusing China of violating U.N. sanctions by selling oil to North Korea. Correspondent Barbara Starr says defense officials believe a ballistic missile launch will happen soon.
They don't think it's imminent, but anytime after New Year's, it could happen if North Korea decides to proceed. The evidence is not that they're going for a satellite launch at this time, more the case that it's a ballistic missile launch.
Authorities taking extra precautions with regard to the Times Square New York celebration in the wake of the Halloween car attack and early December subway bombing. Correspondent Athena Jones says security has been really stepped up. The extremist group Islamic State is claiming responsibility for Friday's attack on a church in suburban Cairo. Egyptian authorities say at least 9 people, including 8 Coptic Christians, were killed. The gunman opened fire from a motorcycle, and he was killed. I'm Bart Necker.
It's 6:02 at 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. Boy, if you don't have to be out on the roads this morning, please don't. All kind of wrecks all across the area. We'll get you updated on that in just a couple of moments. Specifically, we'll be touching on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. We've got tons of wrecks there. Really going to be hard to mention them all, but we'll try and get to them and let you know where the slow spots are. Police in Northern Virginia have arrested a man they say carjacked a couple of vehicles and led officers on a chase that ended when a man ran a red light and collided with a van. Fairfax County Police say in a statement that 7 people, including the suspect, are hospitalized. Police in Chillum say a homeowner shot and killed a man who broke into his car. Prince George's County Police say in a statement that the shooting happened early Monday in Chillum. Authorities say the homeowner shot 32-year-old Dante Parker from inside of his home. Officers found Parker outside with a gunshot wound to his upper body. He was pronounced dead a short time later. President Donald Trump has been in Washington now for almost a year, but he has yet to enjoy a single non-working meal at a restaurant that doesn't pay him rent. He hasn't taken in a performance at the Kennedy Center, hasn't been to a sporting event, hasn't toured the sights. The chairman of the Washington, D.C. City Council says Trump has been the least present of any of the most recent presidents in history. Now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. We'll start on the Capitol Beltway, the inner loop, just before Pennsylvania. Center of the road, we've got a crash there. You're going to have to straddle that one to get around it. On the 14th Street Bridge, outbound near GWP, we've got a left lane taken out with a crash. Through Maryland, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound, right before New York Avenue, one left lane is blocked by a crash. Stay to the right through there. Also around Baltimore-Washington Parkway, southbound, right around 198, we've got an accident reported through there. And on the southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway, around Powder Mill, report of an accident. On 95 southbound, right before WI Airport exit, we've got a couple of left lanes getting by with a crash. And through Virginia, 95 northbound, right before Prince William Parkway, 3 left lanes are blocked. Only your far right lane is getting through. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Light snow around 22 this early morning. Less than a half inch possible, though. Light snow primarily before 10 o'clock this morning, and then slight chance as the afternoon moves on. We're going to get up to 36 degrees today. Partly cloudy overnight, low 19 degrees, and then sunshine for Sunday, high 26. We'll start the new year on Monday with a high of only about 23 degrees. Right now, with light snow, fog, mist out, it's 22 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5, it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's The Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. At 6:30, Chris McKay returns. Then at 7, it's The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. One-on-one financial at 8. The Wise Investor at 9. Trading Up at 10. Financial Safari at 11. Dr. Tom Rozelle live at noon. The Savvy Investor Radio at 1. The Del Wamsley Show at 2. And Sunday night at 7, it's Real Estate Today on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention small business owners. You know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-430-4566. That's 800-430-4566.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
A recent study found that some 40% of the actions we take every day aren't the result of decision-making. They're just habits, things we do without thinking. Take appliance shopping. A lot of people automatically go to a big box or department store when it's time for an appliance. But the reality is, Bray & Scarf is a much better option. We have an entire store filled only with top-name appliances, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores. Our staff is incredibly knowledgeable, and our prices will amaze you. So break your appliance habit and come to Bray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
There's only a few days left to save big on appliances at Bray & Scarf's year-end clearance sale. Manufacturers are raising their prices in 2018, so beat the increase and save throughout the store. You'll get exclusive double rebates on select GE Profile and KitchenAid packages, up to $800 back. Bray & Scarf is open New Year's Eve and day at all 13 locations. Or visit BrayandScarf.com, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Hey, it's Eric Stewart, and after 14 years at 7 a.m. on Sunday mornings, my show is moving to 8 a.m. starting January 7th, 2018. You'll still find me discussing all things real estate as Pointing You Home returns, your number one local real estate news source. Our new Senior Solutions Real Estate Show will follow, discussing how to age well and much, much more. Set your alarms, pick up your cup of coffee, and join me 8 a.m. Sunday mornings right here on WMAL.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update and a happy New Year's Eve weekend to you here. I'm Rick Fowler. Jeff Wolf is behind the console. Jane Houghton in producing for us this morning. And a lot to cover. There is actually a lot going on. The release of the Uma Abedin laptop emails, also shared by Anthony Weiner. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes, but that's been dominating some of the headlines. The protests in Iran have been dominating the headlines. And since it is a holiday weekend, we will kind of run through the headlines for you. I will give you one quick local headline, and that is if you are going out this morning, give yourself a few minutes extra because you want to dust off the windows and dust off the walk. Because of the overnight snow. And in D.C., only half an inch, maybe an inch at the most. But if you're out in the suburbs, you may have been hit with a little more than just a dusting. So do give yourself a little extra time. It's 22 degrees outside in Washington, so it's an easy sweep the snow. It hasn't started to melt or it's not wet underneath, so take the broom, sweep it. Get it done before it starts to melt, because then you get a mess and then it'll freeze up and then you'll have ice on your hands, and nobody wants that. So we can look at some of the headlines out there this morning. You've heard about the protests in Iran over the past few days against the government. Well, this morning there is a pro-government rally in Tehran. About 4,000 people taking part today, and there have been economic protests since Thursday against the government. Some of the protesters have been arrested. About 50 have been arrested so far. President Trump has tweeted out his support for those protesting, tweeted that out last night at about 10:30. The deep freeze continues across the Northeast. It's no surprise if you've been outside in the last 2 days. You know what I'm talking about. But in Boston, the conditions there have taken their toll on their transit system. They did a lot of winterizing since 2015, but not quite enough. Severe delays on one of the major lines due to a track problem and a disabled train. So no fun in Boston if you're a commuter. And in Bronx, New York, of course, you heard about that fire that has killed a dozen people now. A spokesman for the city says the building had an open door. It was required to have self-closing doors, which may have prevented those flames from engulfing the building. President Trump is condemning an attack on Coptic Christians in Egypt. It took place yesterday, the White House saying that the president spoke with Egyptian President El-Sisi after that attack. 8 members of Egypt's long-suffering minority community, as well as a police officer, killed in that attack. How about that Virginia election? What's the latest there? Well, election officials in Virginia are setting next Thursday as the day they will pick the winner in that contested race. The board announcing yesterday it will meet on Thursday to randomly draw the name of the winner in the Newport News-based 94th District. That bars any intervention from a recount court. So there are a few days that things could still happen in the courts. It's always contentious. The date was set shortly after the Republican House leader Kirk Cox criticized Democrat Shelley Simons for causing, quote, politically motivated delays in settling the hard-fought race. Still can't believe they're going to decide the fate of the Virginia House, whether it goes Republican or Democrat, by a random drawing. A lot of random stuff going on out there. Some random headlines this morning. Here's a random headline for you. Idiot protests Trump by yelling at his robot doll during Disney World show. Trump derangement syndrome claims another victim. We don't necessarily need to go into that story. I guess you get the idea. There was an interesting headline that we will talk about this morning. Trump's top 9 accomplishments of 2017. It's written by Sarah Westwood at The Examiner. And a couple of the accomplishments you may probably not even have heard of because of the news. So we're going to chat with John Gizzi a little bit later on in the program about the Trump White House. You heard some headlines coming out of President Trump's impromptu interview by the New York Times. Here's Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Media guy that he knows walks up to him, introduces him to this New York Times reporter. Boom, there they go for a half hour. Impromptu interview, no White House staff around. Actually said that he thought that Robert Mueller was going to be fair. If you have a chance to take a look at the interview, the president sounding quite pragmatic. And what was interesting is that he had not prepped for that interview. It was just, hey, how you doing? Want to do an interview with the New York Times? Wow. So anyway, that's going on as well. So a lot of things to cover. We've got John Gizzi, as I mentioned, coming in later today, and he will be talking to us about what's going on with the president. Also, the latest on Iran. He'll put that in kind of a historical perspective, the uprising in Iran, if that should get any more intense. Nikki Haley. A lot of people talking about her for what's next after the UN ambassadorship. Could it be Secretary of State? Could it be public office again? And also, Grover Norquist, Mr. Tax, has made comments about the tax reform bill. John Gizzi spoke to him, and we'll get the very latest there. We're going to be talking also with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer this morning. going to get his read on the very latest in activities in Northern Korea, what's going on there. So we'll talk with Tony. We've got Jennifer Harper coming up from the Washington Times. Some interesting New Year's Eve tidbits among Jennifer's highlights this morning. And we'll be talking with Gordon Chang. He is the expert on Asia, all things Asia. And you probably heard that South Korea has seized a ship from China that was illegally distributing oil to the North Koreans. So now you have South Korea messing with the Chinese because of North Korea. So that that gets even trickier. And we have the list of knighthood awards coming in the United Kingdom. And a couple of names you may well know on there. So a lot to cover on the Saturday morning update for a holiday weekend. It's quarter after six. James Stanley's got the traffic for us this morning.
Thank you, Rick. And from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. Well, slick streets means wrecks. And it's a translation that's definitely in effect this morning through Virginia, northbound on 95. Prince William Parkway, one right lane getting by. That's an accident. Also 95 southbound right before BWI Airport. A couple of left lanes getting by. A crash through that stretch in Maryland. Several issues on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and in the district here. 14th Street Bridge outbound around George Washington Parkway. Only one left lane getting by. A crash through there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, if you're going to be going out, enjoy the day today because our high temperature of 34 will likely be the highest temperature that we will see until Wednesday. Yeah, that's right. We got some morning snow showers, as I mentioned earlier, a dusting of an inch or so in D.C. We'll be up to 34 today, but then back down to 16 tonight. Cloudy tomorrow, high only of 23. Sunshine Monday. New Year's Day starts off with a bang with a high of 24. Sunshine Tuesday only up to 26 and will break freezing finally on Wednesday with some sunshine and a high temperature expected of 34. And it's a chilly 22 in Washington, and we're at 617 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
All right, we need to lighten it up just a little bit. Now, you may have heard that Vanity Fair did a video, and they were teasing Hillary Clinton. And the video featured a handful of Vanity Fair staffers offering some catchy little New Year's resolutions for Hillary Clinton. Well, it came out on December 23rd, but it's been getting more and more attention. Now, headline, I love the headlines. Okay, this is from CNN Media, all right, at the CNN.com site. Hillary Clinton supporters are outraged at Vanity Fair to Trump's glee. That's a great headline. I love that headline. Hillary Clinton supporters outraged at Vanity Fair to Trump's glee. President Trump renewed his longstanding feud with Vanity Fair on Thursday, mocking the magazine for apologizing over the video. So if you haven't seen it, at least you can hear it.
It's time to start working on your sequel to your book, What Happened? What the hell happened?
Get someone on your tech staff to disable autofill on your iPhone so that typing an F doesn't become Form Exploratory Committee for 2020.
You know, on Anderson Cooper, you were telling him about alternate nostril breathing. You seem really adept. You should try teaching a class.
Take more photos in the woods. How else are you going to meet unsuspecting hikers?
Take up a new hobby in the new year. Volunteer work, knitting, improv comedy. Literally anything that'll keep you from running again.
To finally put away your James Comey voodoo doll. Now, we all know you think that James Comey cost you the election, and he might have, but so did a handful of other things. It's a year later and time to move on.
So cheers to you, Hillary Clinton.
Cheers to you, Hillary.
Cheers to you, Hillary Clinton.
Wow, that was tough. Especially the one about knitting. Wow. At least that came from a female staffer. Can you imagine if I'd said something like that? How much trouble I would get in? But coming from a female staffer at Vanity Fair, I guess it's fine. I mean, Vanity Fair is not one of your right-wing conservative rags, right? I mean, Vanity Fair is not known for being ultra-conservative, I can tell you that. Steadfast, this is in the CNN article, all right? Steadfast Clinton supporters like Peter Dow expressed their outrage over the joke, decrying the reference to knitting as sexist. That's right. Well, a hashtag #CancelVanityFair spread on Twitter. Adam Parcamento, a former Clinton advisor, went so far as to tweet out a photo of the magazine engulfed in flames. Wow. They're all upset over a little joke. How many jokes have they told about Donald Trump? How many jokes has Stephen Colbert told about Donald Trump? Do we see anybody, you know, burning any of those images in effigy as they're doing with the Vanity Fair cover? I mean, come on. Get over it. But anyway, I think it's classic that Trump mocked Vanity Fair when they apologized over the video. So something new every day, as we say. It is 6:20. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Tired of making resolutions? How about making a decision to get your affairs shaped up and your legal house in order? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. It's up to you. So what are you going to do? You're going to go grocery shopping, cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Don't you forget about the pharmacy. I know you won't, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. This is your time to show the world, your family, and yourself that you're tougher than tough. Now go out there and be the best caregiver this world has ever seen. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness. From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all, the few, the proud, the Marines.
Well, it's year end, okay? So, you know, all those year end stories where all the network anchors and producers and correspondents get together and go over the highlights and the lowlights of the year and accomplishments and what did and didn't get done. Well, depending on what you watch or who you listen to, you may not hear everything that Donald Trump accomplished in 2017. Sarah Westwood is at the Washington Examiner. She's the White House correspondent there. She co-authored an article this week, Trump's Top 9 Accomplishments of 2017. And it's not just 9 accomplishments. What it is 9 areas of accomplishment. And, you know, you're going to say, well, yeah, he did tax reform. Fine. He did the travel ban and the Obamacare mandate. And he got Gorsuch on the bench. And, you know, you say, yeah, I know all that stuff. But here's some things that maybe you don't know. And number one, You should. And number two, it might give you some fodder when you get beaten up by all the never-Trumpers and anti-Trumpers at whatever New Year's Eve gathering you end up at, if it goes that way. So, judicial appointments. Now, this is interesting. Of course, we all know about the new Supreme Court Justice, Neil Gorsuch, but President Trump shattered an all-time record earlier in the month when the Senate confirmed his 12th Federal Appeals Court nominee, making it the only time in history that a U.S. president has made more than 11 appellate appointments during his first year in office. Trump rapidly and radically changed the federal judiciary this year. That's according to Sarah Westwood and her co-author in the article. The president's close relationship with conservative groups like the Heritage Foundation and the Federalist Society has ensured that nearly all of his judicial nominees fit the mold of Justice Neil Gorsuch. Many conservatives see the president's judicial appointments as his biggest accomplishment yet, noting that Trump's progress in the area will likely be the most enduring element of his post-presidential legacy. 59 nominations, including U.S. attorneys, 19 confirmations in the Senate so far. So, how about the legal conservatives who begrudgingly voted for Trump? You may well be pleased. So, what else did he do? Kept a lot of his promises. Of course, he promised tax reform. He promised work on the Obamacare mandate, which they have now repealed. He promised a travel ban. He's still working on his wall. But what about government waste? It's another one you don't hear too much about, what the president has been doing on government waste. He issued an executive order in the first 3 months of his presidency directing every federal agency to determine, quote, where money is being wasted and how services can be improved. Wow. The order never set a desired number for the cuts, but several cabinet-level departments have since found ways to shrink the payroll and consolidate internal programs. Now, at the State Department, you may have heard about this, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson eliminated several coordinators for sanctions policy, offered early retirement incentives to hundreds of career employees, and promised to redesign the agency. Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney has also been busy overseeing the reduction of duplicative programs and wasteful spending. His agency killed 59 guidance and policy documents in June that officials had deemed obsolete or inefficient. Wow. A lot going on that maybe you don't hear about. Doesn't make the evening news. There are 9 total areas of accomplishments referenced in this article. Very interesting. Those are just 2 of the ones that I didn't think you may have heard too much about and might be worthy of checking out that article at the Washington Examiner, headline, Trump's Top 9 Accomplishments of 2017. It's now 6:28, and you are listening to the Saturday Morning Update.
At the Big Screen Store this holiday season, it's game on. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV 2-for-1, just $19.99.
Now that's a great price.
Whoa, a 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We doubled the length of your Samsung TV warranty free.
Now that's big.
Plus, get comfortable this holiday with a huge assortment of theater seating and the latest in motion furniture, power headrests.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
So get your game on this holiday at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
All right, I'm not having Stayin' Alive emanating from your speakers this morning because it's New Year's Eve and we expect you're going to go out and be disco partying down. No, the reason for the Bee Gees in the background is that Barry Gibb, the oldest and last surviving of the Bee Gees, the brothers Gibb, has been tapped as a knight. Britain's Cabinet Office publishes their list of people receiving the honors for knighthood. Now, they are honors officially for merit, service, or bravery twice a year, and they do it just before New Year's Eve. So they also do it on Saturday in June when Queen Elizabeth is celebrating her birthday, the official observance of her birthday. So they announce knighthoods in June and also at New Year's Eve. So it's Barry Gibb and Beatle drummer Ringo Starr also on the list for knighthood this year. So how does it all come about? Where does it come from? Process starts with nominations from the public. Then they are reviewed by a specialist committee and then by a main honors committee. The nominations are then sent to the Prime Minister before the various honors are bestowed by the Queen or senior royals, British knights and dames. The news is next. Back talking with Jennifer Harper from the Washington Times coming up. A lot more on President Trump's interview with the New York Times.
It's 6:30 at 105.9 FM and AM 6:30 Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. A swearing-in ceremony in the Senate next week will set the stage for a shift in the partisan margins. Correspondent Jerry Bolander reports for us.
There were 7 special congressional elections this year, most resulting from President Trump selecting lawmakers for his cabinet. But only the last one, the special Senate election in Alabama held earlier this month, resulted in a seat being flipped from one party to the other. When the Senate returns to work in the new year, Democrat Doug Jones will be sworn in. He'll take the seat that Jeff Sessions vacated to become Attorney General.
We're learning more about that fire in New York City. New York City spokesman saying the building, which the fire raced through an open door and then up a stairwell where a dozen people were killed, was required to have self-closing doors. Correspondent Sarah Ganim says the fire started on the first floor.
Officials said the flames started in a first-floor unit where a 3-year-old boy was playing with the burners on a stove. His mother noticed when the boy began screaming.
The U.S. State Department has posted a number of emails belonging to former top Hillary Clinton aide Huma Abedin on Friday after messages were found on Anthony Weiner's laptop by the FBI. More from correspondent Bill Michaels.
Several of the released documents were found to contain information classified confidential and were heavily redacted. The email release of about 2,800 emails is in response to a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit by the conservative legal group Judicial Watch. The FBI's discovery of the emails later led to charges against Weiner for sexting a 15-year-old girl. Weiner was sentenced to 21 months in prison on the underage sexting conviction. Bill Michaels, Washington.
A 28-year-old man was shot and killed by police in Wichita, Kansas, after his home was swatted by a prank caller who dialed 911 and told police that he was an occupant of the home and that the man had shot his father and was holding his family hostage. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Checking the roads. It's rough out there this morning already on the Beltway, the Outer Loop, just before Pennsylvania. We're down to just one left lane getting through there. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, several crashes to report. One on the northbound lanes right before the 495 Capitol Beltway merge, and then also southbound just past Powder Mill. We've got just a couple of lanes getting through there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Light snow, 80% chance of showers through the early morning. 36 degrees this afternoon, light rain showers, and right now light rain, snow, fog, mist, just ugly out. It's 22 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Want to unlock the secrets to a successful retirement? Listen to Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services.
Saturdays at 2 on WMAL.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead. Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word YOU to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text YOUTH to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text YOUTH to 42424.
Getting your child home safely.
Tap your heels together 3 times.
Is just a click away.
There is no place like home.
But making sure your child is in the right seat is just one of the steps down the road to safer travels.
I don't know how it works.
Find the right seat for your little one's age and size. There's no better way to get home safely. Know for sure that your child is in the right seat.
How can I ever thank you enough?
Get all the facts at safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm a college student and could use advice about my student loan.
I had to leave school and go to work. Now I have to pay back student loans for a degree I don't have. Fortunately, I found assistance.
Back in college, I figured they wouldn't lend me more than I could easily pay back. Boy, was I wrong. Thankfully, I got the help I needed to pay back my loan in full.
Sound familiar? The good news is that student loan repayment options are available. We're the NFCC, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, a nonprofit organization with member offices nationwide that provide comprehensive financial reviews and student loan counseling. NFCC-certified consumer credit counselors provide one-on-one financial counseling and can help you evaluate options for making student loan payments, reducing interest, debt consolidation, or even loan rehabilitation. Call 877-406-6322 or visit us online at studentloanhelp.org.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
And an early Happy New Year from the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jennifer Harper is with us to close out the year. She is from the Washington Times. She writes Inside the Beltway. Good morning and Happy New Year.
Good morning and Happy New Year to you and all of our listeners. Have a happy one.
We often talk about the sentiments of Americans who are polled by many different polling outlets. But what about Russia? And a Russian pollster came up with some very interesting results.
Yes, indeed. This is kind of a bit of an extraordinary type of poll if you are closely following all the intrigue that has gone on with Russians interfering with the election or Russia this, Russia that. And all of a sudden, this is coming from a Moscow-based pollster, Levada Analytical Center. For those who don't know, this was founded back in 1987, I believe, and they every now and then actually poll Russians to find out what they think. And here is the title of their poll, Nostalgia for the USSR. We're dealing with Soviet nostalgia here. I think this has come up quite a few times, but it's particularly pertinent, I think, now. And again, this is the Levada Analytical Center. They are saying there is nostalgia for the Soviet Union. In fact, 6 out of 10 Russians, 58%, now say they regret the collapse of the Soviet Union. And it also discovers that 26% of the respondents said that they don't regret the end of the USSR, while 16% say it is difficult to say. Those are the pollster's words right there. So only a quarter of the respondents said that they didn't regret the end of the USSR, just like I said. But they also found out what are the specific things that Russians regret most about the collapse of their nation. And the most frequently mentioned loss was the destruction of the unified economic system that was cited by 54%, followed by the fact that people no longer feel that they are part of a world superpower. How about that? 36% said that. And a third noted that there was an increase in bitterness and mutual distrust among the citizens, while 26% mourned the disintegration of relationships with their own friends and relatives, and a quarter of them missed the feeling that they could be at home no matter where they happen to be in the nation. And a majority of these respondents, Rick, 52%, said the fall of the Soviet Union could have been avoided, while 29% said it was inevitable. And again, 19% just didn't know what to think. And this was 1,600 Russian adults in quite a few different areas. But I think it's helpful to look at numbers like this when we're dealing with a global situation with a lot of moving parts. These are the Russians talking about themselves here.
Fascinating.
It could be.
So the Never Trumpers have had over a year to get over it. Any hope that maybe in the new year they'll start? At least the Republican Never Trumpers.
Well, isn't it hilarious to watch how many different versions of being a Never Trumper there can be out there? But we're specifically talking about Never Trump conservatives and Republicans. These are those folks out there in the GOP or conservative who just are not there. They are still Never Trumpers. And now there is a call out to cease and desist and get over it. And this is coming from Roger L. Simon. He is the founder of PJ Media. He's a former Hollywood scriptwriter. He's a very smart guy. He says, it is time for remaining Never Trumpers to apologize for a reason far more important than self-castigation or merely to make things right. Donald Trump, whose initial victory was a shock, has compounded that shock by being astoundingly successful in his first year, especially at the conclusion. He's a quick study. More conservative goals have been achieved or put in motion in 11 months than in any time in recent or even distant memory. It's an astonishing reversal for our country, accompanied by the beginnings of an economic boom. Again, this is Roger L. Simon. But the same success is causing, he says, it's becoming increasingly clear, an equally determined, even virulent reaction from the left. At first, they too thought Trump was an ineffectual blowhard who would shoot himself in the foot, ultimately redounding to their advantage. Now that they have found that this is not the case, they are in a state of panic, fearing a defeat for their ideals that could set them back years, even decades. What Mr. Simon is saying here is something probably all our listeners know. The Democrats are ready to rumble, and Mr. Simon is calling for the Never Trumpers to get over their ire and their distaste for the sake of the GOP and for the sake of Republican unity. He's saying that we're going to have an ideological duel as close to the death as we have seen in a long time. If the right does not win, the gains of 2017 will be stymied by the election of 2018 and completely washed away in 2020. It's an all-hands-on-deck situation, and we need the Never Trumpers' help. We need, to borrow a hoary leftist term, a united front. He says the war is coming, you can feel it in the air. But these are very old-fashioned sentiments here. He says it's like, essentially, united you stand, divided you fall, take your pick, and Never Trumpers, please get over it. And he also reaches out and says, Never Trumpers, please join. Past disagreements will be instantly forgotten, and your skills immediately welcome. I think you can depend on that. So interesting take on what's happening out there.
The term deep state is being kicked around a lot these days, and for the most part, it's referencing people who are entrenched in various agencies in the government and have been working against Donald Trump. You delve into it in Inside the Beltway this week. What'd you find?
Well, it's interesting. There has been talk about a deep state or a shadow government or a shadow presidency at work against President Trump for a long time. Some of these comments about the presence of a deep state or a shadow presidency goes back to before Election Day. We're talking over a year now. And we have to say that the deep state has some mighty deep roots. This is not a new occurrence. And prior to Election Day in 2016, there were media reports which were already pondering the existence of a secretive foe. And even before Mr. Trump took the presidential oath on January 20th, get this, it was political commentator, veteran political commentator Bill Moyers. This is what he suggested, that Hillary Clinton stage her own inaugural address, and he advised Democrats to prepare by joining together as a movement and creating the constituency of what will be, in effect, a shadow government. Again, this is Bill Moyers saying this, and this is right at Inauguration Day. He says the shadow government is one that will serve to track and respond to every single bad action undertaken by the Trump administration and its monolithic Congress. Again, this is right around Inauguration Day that he said that. And there's even more back then. GQ magazine said Barack Obama is preparing for his third term, and this was in a commentary published right on Inauguration Day. And Democrats are eager for Barack Obama to play the role of a shadow president, offering direction to Americans who feel they lost their political compass the day Mr. Trump was elected. This is coming from ABC News, but not our ABC News, for goodness sakes. This came from the Australian Broadcasting Corporation News. So it has become quite a global intrigue here. And last but not least, Front Page Magazine, this published on Valentine's Day earlier this year by Matthew Vadim. He says, former President Obama is waging war against the Trump administration through his generously funded agitation outfit, Organizing for Action, to defend his monumentally destructive record of failure and violent polarization. Anyway, he does go on and on, but the point is, the deep state has deep roots and it's been around for a while.
New Year's Eve is tomorrow, and of course that means New Year's resolutions. And you've got a survey?
Yes, of course. There's 1,000 surveys that come out at the end of the year reflecting how we feel about resolutions, what we are pointed out not to do or to do, whatever it is. But actually, this is an academic poll from Marist University, so it's not quite as crazy hysterical as some of them are. They found that only 44% of Americans say that they are even likely to make a New Year's resolution for 2018. And let's talk about the sexes here. 46% of women and 43% of men agree with that. And those who are going to, of that 44%, 12% say they will resolve to be a better person. 9% of women and 17% of men agree. 12% say they will resolve to lose weight. 15% of women and 7% of men agree. Anyway, we'll go right down the list. 9% say they will get a better job. 7% say they will improve their health. 6% say they will spend less and save more. That should be interesting. And only 1%, Rick, say they are going to resolve to stop drinking. And another 1% resolve to be more politically involved. And an under 1% resolve to worry less. So people are still going to be having a few, perhaps, and being politically involved, according to this Marist poll, for New Year's.
Happy New Year. Do you have a resolution?
Yes, I just haven't decided what it's going to be. I think most of us work on losing weight or being better or, you know, not putting the dog out at night, whatever it is. We already work on them a lot, but I'll let you know, Rick.
Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. As always, thank you very much. You can follow her on Twitter in the new year at Harper Bulletin. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, and Happy New Year, everyone.
6:47 now on the Saturday Morning Update. James Stanley's in the WMAL Traffic Center this morning.
It's been a challenging morning so far through the overnight as we work our way into the early Saturday morning from the Indeed Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Checking the roads, Virginia, northbound 95 right before Prince William Parkway. Just two right lanes getting by. That's a crash. Several issues on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, including northbound right before Capitol Beltway, and southbound issues around 198 Powder Mill, NASA Goddard Space Center, and right before New York Avenue. And in the Capitol Beltway area, the outer loop right before Pennsylvania, just one left lane getting by. That's a crash in the clearing stages. Now from Garage Door Repair. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks cloudy today, high up to 35, but gets cold again tomorrow. We're looking for partly cloudy skies with a high of 24 on Sunday. Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 24. Some sunshine on Tuesday, high 27, and sunny on Wednesday with a high up to 35. If you are heading out this morning, there could be a little dusting of snow in your area, so give yourself few extra minutes to clear off the walk and clear off the windshield if you have to do that. Right now in Washington, 22 degrees, and we are headed to 35 this afternoon, 6:48 on the Saturday Morning Update. All right, so you're awakening going, why are they playing the hymn of the USSR by the Red Army Choir and WMAL? Well, there is a reason for it. A New Year's telegram to U.S. President Donald Trump from Russia's President Vladimir Putin. Now, this was released this morning by the Kremlin. In the telegram from
Putin to Trump. He says a constructive dialogue between the two nations is essential for global stability. The Kremlin said that Putin emphasized in his season's greetings to Trump that Russia and the U.S. could develop a, quote, pragmatic cooperation aimed at long-term perspective on the basis of, quote, equality and mutual respect. Putin noted that the development of a constructive Russian-U.S. dialogue is particularly important for strengthening strategic stability in the world and finding the optimal answers to global threats and challenges. Now, you know that some have said the relationship between the U.S. and Moscow has sunk to new post-Cold War lows after Crimea 2014, and then, of course, the allegations of its meddling in the U.S. presidential election last year. But that's the telegram this morning from Putin to President Trump. One note on the song, the opening lines. Now, this is the 1944 version of the hymn of the USSR, a.k.a. Soviet Union at the time. United forever in friendship and labor, our mighty republics will ever endure. The great Soviet Union will live through the ages. Well, I think they got that wrong now, didn't they? Thank you, Mr. Reagan. It is 6:50 now on the Saturday morning update. And news that was a big deal last night but seems to be fading out this morning was the release of the emails that were on the laptop belonging to Anthony Weiner. Now, of course, he was married to Uma Abedin, who was deputy chief of staff to then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Judicial Watch had filed a suit to have those documents released. Well, about 2,800 documents were released. At least five of those emails were determined to be classified. Now, some reports say that that classified label was applied after the emails were sent, but I'm not quite sure which report to believe, as it happens a lot these days. State Department releasing hundreds of pages of materials yesterday afternoon, a total of 8 pages in 5 emails, classified at the confidential level, that is the third most sensitive level the U.S. government uses. Emails date from 2010, 2011, and 2012. They concern discussions with Middle East leaders, including some from Israel, the United Arab Emirates, Hamas, and the Palestinian Authority. Large portions, including entire pages, were redacted before the documents were released. These were on Anthony Weiner's computer. Now, you may remember that Weiner had to hand over his computer to federal investigators as the FBI probed allegations that he had been sexting with an underage girl. That was the computer that he was using to sext with an underage girl that included 2,800 emails, 8 pages of which classified at the confidential level, the third most sensitive level the U.S. government uses. It is now 6:53, and you are listening to the Saturday Morning Update.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Risks and disclosures. Message and data rates may apply. This is not tax or legal advice. Please speak to your CPA and attorney before investing. Accredited investors only. Real estate has no guarantees for income or appreciation, and a complete loss of principal is possible. Securities offered through Wealthforge Securities, LLC, and member FINRA SIPC.
Are you thinking of a 1031 exchange? Tired of managing your own rental property and dealing with tenants, toilets, and trash? Want to defer your taxes on the sale of appreciated real estate? Hi, I'm Dwight Kay, CEO of Kay Properties and Investments, and we specialize in 1031 exchange replacement properties, triple net, DST, and TIC. We help investors nationwide, and I want to help you too. In fact, I'll send you a free copy of my book on 1031 exchanges, how they work, things to look out for, and strategies others may not know. Plus, I'll send you a list of currently available 1031 properties, also for free.
For your free 1031 exchange book and free property list, just text the word CHANGE to 543-543 now. It's a free book and a free list with no obligations to you. Again, text CHANGE to 543-543. CHANGE to 543-543.
This is Vince Colonnais. Recently, I met with Pat Coleman and the guys at Jim Coleman Cadillac in Bethesda. And they asked me, would you like to borrow the ATS for a couple days? And I was like, yeah, you should see it fly on the road. I spent way too much time in sport mode and felt pretty great doing it. The folks at Jim Coleman Cadillac are eager to earn your business. And it's not really a hard sell. Trust me, these cars are gorgeous, luxurious, and powerful. A Cadillac from Jim Coleman Cadillac, that's the way to go. Check it out. And for the very best deal, tell Pat Coleman that Vince sent you.
I served in the Marine Corps for 4 years as an infantry rifleman.
I have served in the United States Army for 7 years.
I served 4 years in the United States Marine Corps.
I've been currently serving 13 years in the U.S. Army.
I served 4 years in the United States Marine Corps.
And I'm looking at deploying in 10 months.
I did 3 tours in Iraq.
Now there's a way to help veterans, service members, and their families. CommunityBlueprintNetwork.org. You were there for us. Now it's our turn to be there for you. CommunityBlueprintNetwork.org. Log on today.
.655 on the Saturday morning update, and another statement coming out of a government this morning. This one is out of North Korea. They say, quote, North Korea will never give up its nuclear weapons as long as the U.S. and its allies continue their, quote, blackmail and war drills at its doorstep. The North's official Korean Central News Agency took the oft-repeated stance today as it reviewed the country's major nuclear weapons and missile tests this year. North Korea, of course, conducting its most powerful nuclear test to date in September. And you saw the launch of those ICBMs into the sea in July and November. The news agency said North Korea, quote, its entity as an invincible power can neither be undermined nor be stamped out. That note out this morning. Now, Donald Trump, what's next? What's going to be happening in 2018? What's on the agenda? What's on his mind? Well, one way you find out is to look at his Twitter account. Here's what he said about DACA and the wall. The Democrats have been told and fully understand that there can be no DACA without the desperately needed wall, caps, at the southern border, and an end to the horrible chain migration and ridiculous lottery system of immigration, etc. We must protect our country at all cost. So that gives you some sense of how the Dreamers Act will be playing out in 2018. At least that's the president's stance on it, as of his Twitter account yesterday. Another interesting note on his Twitter account. He's on vacation, but still tweeting away. This is kind of interesting. Now, think about this. You get packages from Amazon. You get free shipping, right, if you have Amazon Prime. I mean, this stuff is pretty amazing. Well, here's what the president had to say. Why is the United States Post Office, which is losing many billions of dollars a year, while charging Amazon and others so little to deliver their packages, why is the post office making Amazon richer and the post office dumber and poorer? Should be charging much more. All right, so there's an article in the Washington Post about it. And as you know, Jeff Bezos, Washington Post, also founder, owner, Amazon, right? Well, here's what the Post had to say about it. Amazon defended its program in July after Josh Sandbolt, a hedge fund manager with a stake in FedEx, wrote a Wall Street Journal op-ed asserting that the Postal Service effectively subsidizes Amazon, losing an average of $1.46 for each shipment it delivers. Now, that was an op-ed written by a hedge fund manager. He said that they lose an average of $1.46 for each shipment it delivers. Now, he based that op-ed on an April report from analysts at Citigroup, arguing that the Postal Service's employee benefits were acting as a drag on the Postal Service's profitability. Well, this debate will continue into the new year. Spokesman for the Postal Service and Amazon did not immediately respond to the Washington Post's requests for comment. And the Post also talked a little more about the pricing structure.
But interesting debate. We're going to see how that plays out. And they also said that there are other factors that go into it. They kind of point that out as well. We've got the news coming up with Steve Burns at 7 o'clock. John Gizzi will join us right after that. We're going to get the very latest on President's interview with the New York Times. And one quick funny note is that the Times reporter that surprised, you know, it was just sort of a, one of those chance, one media guy that knows the president introduces the New York Times reporter to President Trump down at Mar-a-Lago and end up doing like a half-hour interview, totally impromptu, no White House staffers around. Well, that reporter now, the New York Times reporter, is getting beaten up by his colleagues because he didn't press the president harder on follow-up questions. I mean, here you've got this scoop, right? You've got this guy totally impromptu, and now his colleagues are beating up the reporter because he didn't push him harder. You know, maybe if you pushed him harder, he would have walked away. Duh. News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.